Now, it is that time of year, or getting very close to that time of year, where people make New Year's resolutions and decide they're going to do something new for the forthcoming year, 2020, as it is going to be. Well, did you ever think maybe you were sick and tired of working for somebody else and wanted to start your own business? Well, I am delighted to be joined in studio by Joyce Topham from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, Joyce, and welcome.
Good morning, Danny.
Joyce works with the enterprise unit in the Northside Partnership. So, if it's always been your dream, or you are in a position maybe to where you have time on your hands, or maybe you're between jobs, or maybe you finished and retired early and said, you know what, I wouldn't mind starting up my own business, this is the person you need to talk to. And you can listen to her for the next while she chats to me about the enterprise section in the Northside Partnership. Joyce, first of all, I suppose maybe if you could tell me what that section that you work with, what you do.
Well, in the enterprise section of the Northside Partnership, there's two enterprise officers, myself and Maureen Downey. And I'm based in Coolock here in Bunratty Drive, and Maureen's based down in Kish House in Kilbarrack. So I suppose what we offer clients coming in to register, people come in at different varying stages. So what we actually offer is when people come in, there's a registration process, and then we offer people an information session. So that's really an overview of what the enterprise service has to offer them, and also all the other services that the partnership is offering. And then from there, people can make an appointment with Maureen or myself. So what we do then is provide one-to-one mentoring with clients. We assist them with their business plans.
That was actually going to be my next question. Is it a one-stop shop, Joyce? I mean, if I come in with an idea for starting my own business, can I basically, from meeting or meetings with you, go from the inception of the idea to getting it off the ground?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. So what we would actually do is, everybody comes in at varying stages, I suppose. So one person might be at the very, very early stages. So when they come in, they might be looking for information around research, what's that's going to entail for them.
And I presume, Joyce, not interrupting you, but that would be your advice to anybody listening this morning. Come in before you get discover the minefields. Oh, come in at the when you
absolutely.
Get the idea stage.
Absolutely. And we would always, I suppose, probably one of the areas that Maureen and myself would always say to people is really research your business thoroughly. It doesn't matter what type of business it is. You know, it's researching your customer base, your pricing, you know, what you actually need to do to make your business work. And have you actually asked yourself questions? Am I prepared to do this? You know, have I done enough here? Somebody else could come in at another stage where they've done all the research. So they're kind of more or less ready to go, and they may or may not qualify for the Back to Work Enterprise Allowance, which is the scheme run by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. So we would actually assist with that process as well. So if somebody does qualify, Maureen and myself will actually sit down with people and go through their business plans and, you know, make sure that they understand what their business has to give them. So in other words, if you need a wage out of your business, well, what else is it going to cost you? So we would do that very much in a one-to-one. And those meetings, for one person, it could be maybe two meetings, three meetings. Somebody else, it could take a lot longer. And then the partnership, when people are already, when they're going to set up, there's a two morning workshop, and one is all around the market research and market strategy, and then the other is finance and taxation. So people would do those two mornings before they would apply for Back to Work Enterprise Allowance Scheme.
I would imagine, Joyce, that second one is the one that terrifies and terrorises most people. I mean, we'll just, for the abstract purposes of our chat this morning, we'll say you're making widgets, which seems to be the one that everybody uses. No problem getting the machinery, no problem getting the tooling. Yes, I know I can sell them here, there, whatever. I can get me raw materials from wherever. But, oh, Christ, I have to do VAT returns.
Yeah.
I have to keep paper. It's a full-time job just keeping the paper end of it right. I presume that that's the bit that really scares people.
It is. It's a huge area for people. Most people are, if you like, experts in what they do in their business. And it's usually the bookkeeping side is the bit that they freak out about. So, like that workshop would be very, very practical in that it's literally, if you need a wage of this amount, this is what it's going to cost you to pay roughly in your taxes. So it's very, very practical. The bookkeeping end is, it's explained to people because a lot of people think, I suppose, the bookkeeping is huge. It's in their head, it's huge. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It's not as daunting as people think. It's really about educating yourself and training yourself and availing of what's out there with the LEOs, the local enterprise offices, training and keeping yourself on top of everything.
I would imagine, Joyce, that that's the big thing to try and get through to people, to discipline themselves to take, I don't know, I really don't know, but maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. If you're finishing it, or we'll say you're disciplined that you're working 9 to 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
That at 5 o'clock every day, wherever you're at, you walk away from it and you keep the paperwork right in that half an hour every day.
Oh, absolutely. And to take time, I would say personally to people once a week is to sit down and do your bookkeeping. You know, you'd be keeping it obviously on a daily basis, writing down everything that you're doing. But then sitting down, well, right, what have I made this week? What do I need to put aside for taxes? What do I need to be looking at here? But also, there's a lot of websites out there to assist with this, and there's a lot of apps, and the revenue have their own app as well. So, I mean, there's apps out there that people can take photographs on their phones and it straight away collects everything, you know, so it's keeping it. So it's been made easier and easier and easier. And even with the revenue website itself, you know, there's a lot of information on that website and people can go in and keep track of where they are with their business as well. What they owe revenue, you know, what their taxes might cost. So there's a huge amount of assistance out there. So it's really what I would say to people is it's going out and finding out this information, you know, and just because as well, sometimes if somebody sets up a business, you're never finished researching and you should never be. And also just talking about that is going forward next year, we are now scheduling in workshops for people who are already set up in the catchment area. So might have come through ourselves or is a small business, maybe self-employed person. And those workshops are more specifically designed for people who are already in existing businesses. So the workshops would be around taxation and doing tax returns and doing marketing workshops, which would be more involved around people upscaling their businesses. So we're looking at that going forward in 2020. So we will be doing probably about 4 or 5 taxation workshops for people in existing business. Even with our own clients, we'd be going back to them and offering them this. So anybody who's set up with us, Maureen and myself, will go back to them as part of our follow-up support, and we would offer them these workshops as well.
Now, okay, Auntie Mary and Uncle Johnny have taken early retirement. They're in their mid to late 50s and they decide they're going to open a sweet shop and run it between them. That's a small enterprise. 2 people. In all honesty, probably 1 wage is all that's going to come out of it anyway. That's, I would imagine, is the lower end, if you don't mind me saying so, or the smaller end of the scale. So how big does it get then for you, Joyce? How big a project can you take on?
Well, we would mainly, it would be small enterprises we would work with. It would be people in the initial early stages of their business. As people's businesses develop and grow and expand, in terms of, say, grants or anything like that, they might qualify for the likes of the LEO grants, which is the local enterprise offices. And they're specifically designed and funded for enterprise. Totally.
But it was really the question I'm trying to ask you here, Joyce, in a very awkward, ham-fisted way, is somebody comes in with an idea to start a business, but it's going to be a business where there might be 30, 40, 50 employees. Can you cater for that person?
Well, I would say at that stage, a person has probably moved on to a different level. Where that, like, if people are employing, you know, employees are going to be taking on staff, you know, we would advise them that they would need accountants, they would need to have obviously contracts of employment, and you know, for staff. So it would be different. In the main, we would be looking at smaller enterprises, people really starting off in the first few years of business. Usually people who stay in business or, you know, go past 2 years, they can always come back to us at any stage, because they might always just be a one person, you know, trading with their business. But often if people start to grow their businesses and expand, what we would advise, and we would always advise, is that people network. And that's where they will actually get information from other businesses, people who've been through what they've been through. And the likes of the local enterprise offices do networking events for people. So when people's businesses are growing and expanding, they would probably move on to another level, particularly if they're looking for grants, they would have to deal with the LEOs. But anybody who's set up, like who's a small business in the area, they can come in and avail of the training that the partnership is offering at any stage. They can come in and register. It's really around, I suppose, probably it would be very specifically what we would be looking at is the smaller individual setting up.
And can I just ask a question? And it's probably a very, very unfair question to ask you, Joyce, but I would feel, and I suppose it's more a comment that really that I'm looking for from you, that a small business like what you're talking about, if people come to you and take on board the information that you have to impart and stay in touch with you, they're much more likely to succeed and be still in business in 10 or 15 years time than somebody who comes in maybe with a big idea that's going to cost massive outlay, and you know, they can run into the sand much, much quicker and fall apart.
Yeah, I would say that the more support that people look for when they're starting their businesses, it's actually giving them a far better basis going forward. So I would say to anybody starting their business is, just because you start a business, you keep learning, you keep networking, you keep educating yourself. You know, trends change constantly out there and people have to be aware of that. So if somebody's a sole trader, maybe doing painting and decorating or carpentry or web design, whatever the business is, it's always about researching and keeping on top of trends, because everything changes so fast all of the time. And the more information that people can get themselves for their business, they are going to have a better success. But they also have to ask themselves, what are they prepared to put into their business? Because your business, just because somebody develops a nice website and it's looking really, really good, that's not going to just bring business to them. You have to be prepared to get out there and be out talking to people all of the time. But there's a lot of support out there for people who are self-employed. You know, in terms of the LEOs do small training courses, we do the training courses ourselves. The LEOs do start your own business courses. The ETBs do start your own business. They do social media courses. So there's a huge amount out there for people who are setting up their business. But it's about the individual going and getting that information.
And the thing, again, which strikes me, Joyce, is that irrespective of what your business is, that information is there. And what I particularly like about the initiative here within the Northside Partnership is it's all in the one place and the door is always open to people.
Oh, yeah, it is. Just because somebody might set up their business this year, we would actually follow up with people over the course of the 2 years. And we would say to people to keep LinkedIn at all times, like even if it's to come in and say, yes, the business is going well, not just in times if they're people are struggling a bit or they might have questions. So we would always encourage people that we are here. And even if it's coming in looking for information, you know, from another area, we might be able to steer them in the right direction to where they might be looking for further information or, you know, expanding their business. So I would say to people is, yes, the door is always open there. We would say to people is, even though they're set up and we're following up with them, at any stage they can pick up the phone or come in and make an appointment.
What are the two biggest mistakes that people make?
I would say one of the biggest would be their lack of research and their lack of, when people start up their business, is not keeping that up as part of their business and looking at trends and what they might need to do for the business. The other would be looking at their figures the whole time of what their business needs to give them, because realistically a business has to give a person a wage to take home. It also has to pay all of their taxes, their PRSI and their universal social charge, and it also has to run all the expenses of the business. And if a business is not doing this, so if people are looking at their figures all of the time, they can work back and say, well, right, this is actually what I need to bring into my business. So what does this mean for me? How many customers does this mean for me? Or how many jobs does this mean for me? Or how do I price up? So that's an area that I think a lot of people tend to fall down on. And not keeping their books on a weekly basis. You know, people kind of tend to say, oh, well, I'll do it, put it on the back burner. I would say to anybody, if you're thinking about going self-employed, is that's a really, really important area.
Yeah, and I mean, that even shone through earlier. You know, people have said, ah, I'll do it tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. And as you said, the long fingers, I'll do it at the weekend, and then something happens and all of a sudden you're going into a second, third, fourth, and you've a month done and no pen gone to paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you in trouble at that stage?
No, I don't think you're in trouble, but I think, like, you can't just keep putting everything on the back burner. I think you can then at that stage, if somebody thinks, right, I'm struggling here, is you can start, and then it's about discipline. Being self-employed, you have to be very disciplined in areas. So it's about, just because it's left a month doesn't mean somebody can't catch up. The other area I would say to people is, the longer people are in business, as their business is growing and developing, if they're spending a huge amount of time on their books, they might decide at some stage to employ maybe a bookkeeper to help them if it's a sole trader situation, or if it's a limited company, they would have an accountant. They have to have an accountant for a limited company. But I do think it's very, very important for people to take on board, just because I have somebody else here helping with my books, it's really important for them to take the initiative and understand what their business needs to give them.
Instead of you doing 4 or 5 hours a week, so keeping your books, you hand it over to a bookkeeper and spend an hour with them. And they'll go through it, and that frees up time for you, and it also means that it's less work as well for you to do. Joyce, how long is the initiative in existence?
Well, the enterprise department in the North Sea Partnership is there since day one. The Back to Work Enterprise Allowance would have been, I suppose that's around probably, I'd say 20 years. So that scheme is a really, really good scheme for people starting off, because it's the initial 2 years of starting a business. It's actually great support for people because they have a cushion starting off. They're not going in, you know, with nothing. So that's a really, really important scheme. And I think it actually tells you that because it's around this long, you know, and the amount of people who have availed of it and have set up the businesses, and the amount of people who, like, would be still in business after years. And it's with that support. So that support for our clients would be really, really important.
And that's a lovely segue into my last question for you this morning, Joyce. Can you, without naming people or that, but can you anecdotally tell us maybe about some of your success stories?
I suppose probably nobody in particular. Like, there would be a lot of success stories over the years. You know, I suppose probably one person particularly that would come to mind who would have set up a number of years ago and actually is still in business now today and have gone through the last recession. But they had a small business that they started up before that, and they're still in business today. So various, it really, really depends on the businesses, because the businesses would be, I suppose, in the main service type industry. So we did have one client who won an enterprise award for, she does marketing and branding, and she won an enterprise award there about 2 years ago. So, I mean, they're all the, there's a lot of success stories out there. So it'd be very hard to pinpoint exactly one individual, because I'd say in the main, anybody who kind of gets through the first initial 2 years of business, I would say that their chances are a lot better. And if they actually take those 2 years to do and learn and grow with their business and learn, if they do all of that in the first 2 years of business, they've a better chance of surviving down the line, because then they've taken on board my research, my customers, you know, they've taken on board everything. I mean, obviously nobody can guarantee a business. That can't be guaranteed, because business is always, there's a level of risk in any business. But I think if people can get through the first 2 years of business and try and do it right as best they can and learn and train and take on board, do workshops, do as much as they can to help their business. And network, I would say, is huge with any business. And a lot of people who'd come back to us after maybe a couple of years, like when we do a 24-month call to say how, see how people are doing, that's where a lot of people would say they've really felt that the networking has helped their business, because they're starting, they've learned, maybe in the first, second year, they've started to do more networking and it has actually helped them with their business.
Yeah, and so, of course, most of the big mistakes are made in the initial period anyway, and you learn from them.
It is, yeah. And like, if you network, you're actually learning from other people who are in business who've probably gone through the same thing. So the earlier you can start networking, the more beneficial it is, because then you're talking to people who have already probably existing businesses, who are running their businesses maybe a few years. So they have probably gone through a lot of what you're going through, and that's the learning there, right there.
Yeah, be careful of this, watch out for that.
Yeah.
Are you aware of this, that type of stuff? And yeah, it's invaluable. Joyce, for anybody listening today, or anybody who will listen back to the podcast, because all our interviews here on your FMR podcast on the website, how would people get in touch with you? Where to find you? What times? What the phone numbers? Give me every contact possible.
Well, there's two offices. So there's one here in Bunratty Drive, and the number there for that is 848-5630. And our other office, where Maureen is based, is down in Kish House on Greendale Road in Kilbarrack, and the number there is 832-0995. So people, really, all they have to do is just ring up, make an appointment. They're not committing to anything, because a lot of times people might come in, do the information session and say, it's not for me, or it's not for me at the moment. So there's no commitment in somebody coming in. They're coming in for information and support. That's all it is initially. And, you know, so if people come along, they might do. And then they're also learning about other services of the partnership as well, because what they might come in for one service initially and realise, well, OK, I need to do more research, so I need to go off now and do some maybe training. That's where you get your information. So so the initial first step would probably be the information workshop. And then from there, then it's the one to one ongoing support with Maureen and myself.
And the hours of business?
Oh, 9 to 5.
9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday. And just one more thing I'd like to say is for Enterprise Week this year, we are actually organising an event locally here for people in business, or our own clients who've come through the North Sea Partnership Service. So we'll be doing a morning, just bringing in guest speakers and inviting people along. So that's Enterprise Week, is the 4th to the 8th of March. So if people are listening, they might be interested in that.
And all going well, we might dip down ourselves and see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Joyce Topping, thank you so much for the work you do within that section in the Northside Partnership. And thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure and it has been extremely informative. Joyce, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks a million.